Welcome to the Now Boarding Podcast, your daily travel news in 7 minutes or less. This is your host, Ed Pizza, bringing you the latest travel deals and travel news you need to know Monday through Friday. No more worrying about missing out on the best deals. Give us a couple of minutes every day and we'll give you what's going on in the world of travel. A quick side note, thanks to Daniel for sending some feedback my way last night. I'm going to try to make an effort to give you guys a bit more of each story as I share the news each day. I'm definitely trying to balance keeping the show short so you can tune in easily every day without making sure we're not missing delivering, you know, enough valuable information. Please keep the feedback coming and look for links to all of today's stories in the show notes on whatever podcast platform you're listening. And lastly, please share the show with a friend. First up this week is word of a strike in France for transportation workers. It's a little bit early for holiday travel, but we're definitely getting there. This could obviously affect your airline travel since Air France union ground crews are supposed to strike. Air traffic controllers are said to be a part of it as well, which would make matters much worse. And this strike is also supposed to affect rail workers. Train is a great way to get from airports like Charles de Gaulle to downtown Paris. And I've taken the train to get to smaller cities outside of Paris as well. If you have a trip planned soon to or through Paris, it's time to start thinking of backup plans. Next up is the news that Bank Direct will start sending 1099s for the miles you earn with their banking products. Bank Direct has been around for ages. It may have been one of the very first programs I ever took advantage of to earn extra miles. It's a way to earn American Airlines Advantage miles on your banking. The program is nowhere near as lucrative as it once was, but it's still a reasonable way to earn a few miles. There are competing opinions on how bad the changes from Bank Direct are. One mile at a time thinks it's not worth the hassle anymore, while View from the Wing thinks that this is a small cost and still a viable way to earn some miles. We'll have links to both of their posts in the show notes so you can make the decision for yourself. One of the more popular cashback apps, Dosh, is offering a $30 cashback bonus for hotel bookings right now. This is on top of the regular cashback you'd receive on a Dosh booking. Deals We Like has more details on this easy way to pick up cash if you're planning a hotel stay in the near future. If you're not a road warrior by nature and you look for opportunities to earn miles or cash back, things like Dosh are a great tool to have in your stable. Richard Branson is no longer interested in selling his controlling stake in Virgin Atlantic to Air France KLM. This was essentially a way for Delta to gain a majority control in the airline through a series of different transactions. It's unclear how much this cost Richard Branson to get out of the deal, because the deal is pretty much 2 years old at this point. Also unclear how mad Delta is, but it's highly likely this is better for frequent flyers than if Delta had control of the award charts. Finally, today is the first day of United Airlines' new upgrade system, Plus Points. I will link to my post in the show notes describing the changes that United rolled out just about a month ago. But today's our first day of live bullets, with the new system. This system is supposed to offer more flexibility to elite travelers for the upgrades that they receive. Plus Points replaces the Global Premier Upgrades and Regional Premier Upgrades, also referred to as GPUs and RPUs for us nerds. This is likely to be a positive change, adding a bit of flexibility for travelers. However, unless United loosens their hold on inventory for these upgrade buckets, this will likely end up being a non-event for most travelers. That's a full wrap on today's travel news. If you've got a piece of travel news that you think I should feature on a future episode of Now Boarding, you can email me at ed@pizzainmotion.com or find me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion. And you can find me blogging daily at pizzainmotion.com. Like I said at the top of the show, if you've got feedback on the format, love to hear it. Please shoot me an email. And since we're just getting started with the new format, you can do me a big favor and leave me a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Reviews and ratings are a huge part of what helps us reach a larger audience. And if you're enjoying the show, please, please, please tell a friend. That's your travel news in 7 minutes or less. I hope you'll join us again on a future flight.